Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie, and this week on the podcast, we have Todd Cochran, the CEO of Blueberry, joining us. Todd, say hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm back sooner than I thought I was going to be, but the rest of the team is kind of tied up right now, so I wouldn't say I'm pinch hitting for you, but or pinch hitting for them. I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning to you, especially good morning to you. It's a little early.
Well, that's right. 5 a.m. So yeah. Yes.
Yeah, definitely early for you. You're up and running with us usually about 5 a.m. your time every week or every day. And that's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I'm usually in the chair by 4:15 actually here, which is crazy. But that's the price you pay when you are living in Hawaii Nei. So for everyone, aloha. Welcome to PowerPress Podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So today we're going to talk about some news at the beginning and end. And today we're going to focus on finding your voice in your podcast and, you know, finding exactly what you want to talk about in your podcast on a regular basis.
Yep.
Each one has a topic, obviously, but I am trying to focus on, you know, finding a way to stand out.
You know, that that's a universal challenge of any new podcast is feeling, you know, really trying to figure out how to break out. So I'm kind of excited to be able to talk about that today, too.
Yeah. So the first bit of news that we have is BuzzFeed, what everyone kind of knows as joke articles and news on the internet, has some podcasts. Actually, one of the podcasts, Another Round, the two hosts were at Podcast Movement, but they recently came out with a new one this week called Woman of the Hour, and it's hosted by Lena Dunham.
I haven't sampled any of their podcasts. Are they? Have you subscribed to any and listened to them?
I listened to, I think, one episode of Another Round, like when it first came out, and then it was this summer, and then I got distracted with work and Podcast Movement and kind of never went back to it.
Yeah, they had a big big guest on recently, and I probably should go back and listen to that because I listened to WTF's interview with the president. Then I guess the Another Round folks also interviewed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. So I guess they... they're making waves if they got her to come on the show.
Well, I didn't know that she was on a show. However, that doesn't really surprise me very much. I mean, it made a pretty big impact. And with Obama's interview, it's focused specifically on how easy he was to talk to and how real he was compared to, you know, every other interview he's done. So I'm sure candidates are going to be looking to get that as well.
And I think they're going to be going out to a variety of shows, at least I hope they do, and they have some effect on, you know, maybe reaching the digitally connected. I just don't, there wasn't a lot of buzz, you know, for BuzzFeed. There was not a lot of buzz around her appearance. So, you know, it got some mentions, but nothing, of course, like the president would. But, you know, that's kind of be to expected. But at the same time, with the, you know, with the at least 50% of the country that are, you know, gangbusters behind her, I would think that they would have gotten some good numbers from that show. So they're, you know, it makes sense. You know, they're trying to reach audiences, and I'm glad to see them adding shows. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say, you know, give it some time. Well, the Lena Dunham one. So it is going to be a mini series, just like Serial, because I think they see, you know, that worked out very well.
Yep. Storytelling. Sure.
Yeah. Definitely. And they gave it, they released a 5-minute preview episode that I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, you know, gave the premise of what the podcast is going to be about, mentioned that it's a mini series. So, you know, get it while it's here, and then listed off, honestly, I think like 10 people that they interviewed and that, you know, were on the podcast.
Right.
And that's definitely going to work for them. They put in sound bites. They mentioned, they listed off all those people, and it's definitely going to get people's attention and have them listen to it.
That, you know, that that actually may be, and I don't know if you've got other news items that you want to cover, but let's we can come back to that as a segue into standing out for your podcast. But did you have other news items you wanted to talk about this first off here, or did you want to jump into the topic at hand?
Let's jump into the topic at hand, and then we can talk about other new stuff at the end.
What they're doing over there at BuzzFeed and what the folks did at Slate and, you know, what Gimlet Media and Panoply and all those folks are really launching. If you look at the shows that they're coming out of the gate with hard and running, it's truly storytelling shows. So, you know, as a new podcaster, one thing that we will want to focus on is make sure we're telling a story that people can relate to that ties back to your primary topics. And I say this often to marketeers. I've been pretty hard on marketeers over the past couple of years. Is really what I tune into is I tune in for the host. I don't tune in for the guest. So if you're just asking questions and not having a conversation, and it's not like in a story, if it's just plain information, just count me out. I'm done. I'm bouncing. It's got to be about a story about life. It's about your interactions, your experiences tied to the person you're talking to. And if we become better storytellers, and that it is a challenge, I do a news show, and I try to make every article I talk about, while it doesn't always work, I try to tie something personal into it, an opinion, such that it, you know, it keeps it interesting. It's just not me.
Right, it becomes your story and not just like
a yeah. Different. And it's not redroning really what's on it, you know, maybe on a website.
Right, I agree. And while I will listen to a podcast specifically because of the guests sometimes, if I don't like the host, I'm not going to consider listening to it at all.
Yeah, and I might seek out a show specifically because of an individual guest, but yeah. Really what's going to take me to subscribe is if that host is dynamic and personable. And
right, and I mean, a guest might get you downloads for that one episode,
right?
But it's not going to get you subscribers for your podcast in general.
And I think for this show, you know, as you look at, you know, where you want to take it and how, you know, how we're going to build the audience that are tuned in, is that we want to, number one, not waste their time. We want to keep things moving so that they are saying, oh man, I want to listen to Mackenzie. She's got Todd on, or she's got Mike on, or you got Angelo or Brian or whoever from the team may be on. And, you know, they're going to have something good for me. I'm going to be entertained, hopefully entertained. And at the same time, we can get them in and get them out,
right?
With the info, so
wasting their time.
Yeah, and finding your voice is we could probably spend hours on this, but one of the critiques I had, and you know, I'm going through and listening to each show, and then someone from our team will listen to this show and critique it.
Yep.
But I had
every time.
But I had said to you the. Energy level felt a little low on the last show, so I wanted to pick up the energy a little bit. So I think that it's important that, I know your personality, you're a little bit more low key. So for me to get you to be, how should we say it, energized, I need you to have to drink like 3 Red Bulls. Now that's not real healthy.
Exactly, I'm not a run out of the gate excited, ready to start the day person. I'm very like, this is what I'm doing.
You know, and I think that from a podcast perspective, you know, you have to take that into consideration that if someone's having a little bit of a, you know, melancholy day, it's gray outside, we're getting into the, you know, the fall,
right?
And they tune into a podcast, and I think the thing that they want to, at least from a, you know, a visual perspective, they want to think about Hawaii and beautiful skies and sunshine and
exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, that's kind of the, that's, you know, or being in Vegas and a little bit of fun, you know. So I think that element is really, really important for a show too. And I say, you know, I get down, there's some shows I sit down and do, and then I get done at the end, I'm like, man, the energy level on that just wasn't the way I wanted it to be. And, you know, it goes out, but it's just things that you have to learn over time.
And it's something that, like, if I listen to it, I already know what I sound like to other people for the most part.
Right.
But to me, I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm talking. That's what I'm always sounding like. But to other people, I'm like, wait, I should probably think about how they would want to hear someone.
Well, you don't have to be different from yourself. But at the same time, we are definitely here to educate and I don't say, I want to say entertain, but we are, to a certain extent, have to be entertainers. There's a good friend of mine, actually my wife's cousin, his name is Jody Kamisato. He plays the ukulele, and he actually does big events for Disney. And we have Alani out here, and he does a show, I think, 3 times a week at Alani. And every show that they have a person from Disney that is reviewing the show. They basically get graded. And he tells me that from a stage presence, when they come out, because there's, you know, the stage and then the first row of guests, because it's in tables, it's a dinner show type thing, is maybe like 20 or 25 feet. So when they come out, and maybe the back row is maybe 50, 60, 70 feet back. So there's right. quite the distance between them and the stage. So he says that they have to come out with, when they smile, they have to smile bigger. And when they make their expressions with their hands, they have to make them bigger. And it's like, it's a projection so that the people in front aren't so overwhelmed, but at the same time, the people in the back get the same experience.
Right.
So as you go into doing a show, you have to think about the projection, and, you know, you got to think, and maybe it's not necessarily distance. Maybe it's, the guy that's having a bad day or the gal that's frustrated because she's trying to do something and it's not working in her show and she's looking for some tips. And, you know, while she'll be really, you know, keen to listen to the guy that's having a bad day, he's kind of tuned in. It's like, oh man, maybe we can cheer him up. So.
Right. I'm kind of thinking right now, because every time I talk to you, you're typically in the car in traffic.
Right.
So I'm kind of thinking of that right now. If someone sitting in traffic listening in their car would appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, like yesterday, crawling into town to take my kids to school, and it was going to be like 3 wrecks, and Hawaii doesn't have a lot of alternate routes. And yeah, I was pissed, you know. So, but I was listening to, you know, I had another show tuned in that, was talking about something, kept my mind off the stupid traffic. So, you know, that's, you never know what situation someone's going to be in listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
something to work on. And
yeah,
everyone has to think about for their specific show.
I have little post-it notes on my monitor that are, because I do video too. So, you know, I have little things here, say, look into camera. I have, you know, a couple of other little notes that are reminders. Recording is recording on, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, little things that over the years, and every time when I'm getting ready to do a show, I read through that and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Honestly, I don't even want to think about if this was being like videotaped because my facial expressions are not always pleasing.
Well, you know, it's that's the entertaining part of doing video, is you, because the, when you're, especially when you're talking to someone, they say something weird and you give them that sideways look, you know, but you're not, they can't see you giving the sideways look.
But you're silent.
Right. So it's definitely that, it's like playing poker. You definitely have the, you know, you show people what you're really thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know what I don't hear? I don't hear your buzz. Your buzz is gone.
Okay, so Mike and I worked on we got a new compressor.
Yep.
For the studio, and we have 2 of them this time, 1 for each channel. Got away from Behringer. This is DBX.
Yep.
It's the 286S.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be working great. We'll see how it turns out when I'm editing. But yesterday, it was working well with Mike. I gave him a call, did a nice little FaceTime call with him, and basically just showed him. And I'm like, I don't know why this isn't working. But new cords, new labels to learn, and that's what I did yesterday.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds good on this end, so we'll see if our little hum that we had is gone on the permanent recording. If you can't hear it in the headset, it's probably gone. But we had some sort of ground loop there that was a problem. And you know what you could do too is I'm very, very familiar with that box, that compressor box. And all we've really done, and for those of you that are listening, is the DBX has its own amplifier in it. So the microphone that you're using is, it needs a lot of power. So we've upped the amplitude a little bit on the DBX box to kind of like kickstart it to the point where we're not having to push the Mackie mixer so hard, and which is ultimately, we think, got rid of the grain noise or the white noise that was in the show. As I've been listening to you talk today, I think that there maybe a few small tweaks on the compressor, but I think you're really close. The sound is really good.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday when we were testing it out, it was very much at that point, I had been listening to myself for so long, I kind of couldn't tell the difference anymore.
Right. Sometimes that's true.
So I'm probably going to have Angelo come and take a seat one day and listen to himself and see if he can point out anything that I have just blown over at this point, because I've been listening to the hum and different studio mixers and boards for a while now. So I kind of just have lost it.
Yeah. I think if, and it might be the Skype connection, so I'll be curious to hear the recorded version, but you sound just a little tinny to me. So that might be just a little equalizer change that will be needed made, which can be done on the mixer itself, and that'll be easy to fix. But that's the only real thing I'm listening to. And you know, you basically have to equalize for each voice. And some days you come in, like right now it's early here, so I still have morning voice,
right?
And you know, the adjustment has to be made a little bit different. But I think from your podcaster challenge, we've gotten past. And I dumped all brand new gear on you. I dumped a whole pro studio on you without, you know, from day one.
Yeah, that's true.
So once we get these all, and what may be kind of cool is to show the settings and how it's all hooked up, and we can do that and some pictures maybe in the show notes as well.
I think that's a good idea, because that's actually what I did. I Googled what... like the model number, and I was like, vocal settings for that. So yeah, that's something that I would appreciate if I was on the other end.
Yeah. And again, the setup we did is something that I was looking to have us achieve a certain sound. And I think we've got to that point. We're close. And if we're not, we'll take another whack at it. But I think at this point, and another thing too is we'll want to go a few shows with the setup and see if it resonates and
kind of compare and contrast. And also there's a little leeway each episode, because sometimes I'm here with a person, sometimes I'm on Skype.
Yeah.
And each person, you know, has their own level, I guess.
That's true. And that's why we're using Aphonic to do the final processing. On audio to basically level everything out.
Yeah, definitely. That's worked out. All right.
Cool.
Well,
you had asked me to come up with a PowerPress tip for the show.
Right. And stick with PowerPress?
Yeah. So, what I want to talk about, just, and this is a simple one, this is easy. So, those of you that are listening, if you have not set up a subscribe page yet on your own or through PowerPress, you really should. And it's very, very easy. If you go to the PowerPress settings and you click on the media appearance link, about 4, 5, 6 items down, you're going to see a link there that says new subscribe links. And not subscribe links, excuse me, subscribe page. And what we've done for you is we've created a template to allow you to add a page automatically. We will create, if you don't have a your.com/subscribe a page already, we will create a page for you and pre-populate it with information that we feel that your listeners can use to, if they're having a little challenge subscribing to your show, to give them more information on how to do that. Now, what's beautiful about this is once we create that page for you, you can go into it and you can actually edit that page. It's not like it's a locked-in template. And essentially, we'll give you even the link to it once we've created it. And by default, we try to put it at your.com/subscribe. And that page then will be in the actual page section of your dashboard that you can go in there and tweak it, add your own message, or, you know, maybe suggest a specific plugin if you like a plugin specifically for Android or even for iOS. So that'll really, what it does is it gives you the ability to get that information. You should provide a link to that subscribe page on your website. Now, if you're already using the subscribe widget, and where you can find the subscribe widget is if you go to appearance in the dashboard, followed by widgets, you'll see on the available widgets on the page, you'll find our subscribe link, and basically it's our subscribe box. It says subscribe to podcast is the actual widget name. You have the ability to pull that down and change the title, and you can change the podcast type, whether it's a podcast channel or if it's a podcast, a regular standard podcast. I think there is the ability to select category at this point, or it will be coming in the new version of PowerPress that's due to be out. But this subscribe to podcast will basically allow you to drag that onto your sidebar. So it'll have the iOS subscribe button, and those buttons are designed specifically to be mobile ready so that you can just touch, they can touch them if they're on an Android to tablet or on an iOS device. And it's just one touch. They won't, if they click it, it'll work instead of having to hunt and peck for the, you know, for the place where the hotspot is. But the, there's also on that widget, there's a link to that subscribe page that we created for you in the actual PowerPress settings.
Right.
So it's a double whammy there. You know, I get a lot of traffic to my website largely because as a blogger first and I'm a podcaster second. We still do, we're still doing blogging. So I get a huge amount of traffic to the website, and every day on every page, there's the opportunity for someone to subscribe. And right. If you've got your subscribe stuff hid, it makes sense that you're not going to get very many people subscribing off your website.
Right. It kind of amazes me every time I go on someone's website and I know that they have a podcast and I have to search for it.
Yeah. People won't do that.
A lot.
You know, it's very close. It's above the fold on every page I have. So, you know, this is how I pay, you know, keep the lights on and feed my family. So yep. Why would I make it hard for someone to subscribe to their show?
I know. I mean, for you, obviously, like, you understand it. And then other people, I've had sometimes people say, you know, like, why am I not eligible for advertising? Or, like, can you give me any tips to get my download numbers up? And I'm like, well, advertise your podcast better on your website. It's pretty simple for that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty glaring one for me. Like, I had to search for your podcast on your mm-hmm. website. Like, I knew to look for it because you told me it was there. Otherwise, it's just another website.
Yeah. So there's your tip of the day. We need this big, you know, da-da-dum.
Oh, I know. I need to add like a ding or like a bell or something.
Right. Hey, one thing, you know, is a resource too, for those of you that are, you know, listening to the show, we've got a lot of good stuff on PowerPressPodcast.com that just talks about stuff in the podcasting space. And there's a lot of great articles if you go back in the archive that really, if you want to work closer with us at Blueberry, tells you how to do that and things you need to do to be advertiser ready and all the stuff that we always kind of pull our hairs out when we have an ad deal for someone and then they're not ready. So
they don't know that.
Yeah. There was a couple of things in closing before we get out of the show here today that I wanted to talk about on news stuff. The Overcast 2.0 app is going to be free. A lot of people like that app a lot. So Marco Arment is making it so you don't have to pay for it anymore.
Right. He said the amount of people that were buying it as opposed to the amount of people that just got like a free version was very big difference. And he said, whatever, if I just release this as free, I might as well, just so I can get the number. He's like, it's really not going to affect the money I'm making because the same people will still that are paying for it have already paid for it. So I'm still going to make the same amount of money, but tons of more people will actually get to use it.
Right. There was a lot of other news as well in the space over the past couple of weeks, and you can always go over to podcasternews.com and subscribe to the RSS feed over there, or put it in an often read bookmark if you may. And the team over there is always doing stuff. And actually, this is a separate initiative at Podcaster News. Raw Voice doesn't actually manage this. I actually manage this separately.
Yeah.
And so if anybody's actually wanting to write for Podcaster News, they can contact via the webpage. And really what it boils down to is we cover everything. We cover our competition and everything. So it's truly a news site. It's not limited to just our stuff, which is the purpose for it being a news site.
Exactly. Well, did you have any other news you wanted to talk about today? Or
I think that's it. I guess if anything else, I'd just pitch that if you're not subscribed to my other show, The New Media Show, that I do with Rob Greenlee over at newmediashow.com, I would encourage folks to come over and subscribe to that. I definitely would appreciate you coming over there. We have lots of guests on that from week to week that are luminaries in space or people that we want to talk to as well.
Great. You guys record on Saturday. Does it actually go out on Saturday as well?
Usually Saturday or Sunday. It depends on how busy I am with the kids and stuff like that. So I record it, and then I'm usually off to like soccer or cross country or whatever the sport of the du jour, the sport of the week is.
Yeah.
And then I get to it either Sunday or sometimes even on Saturday afternoon. It all depends. But it's usually out by Sunday night.
All right. Well, speaking of subscribing, if you have not done so already, please subscribe to the PowerPress podcast. You can do so on iTunes, on Android, on your iOS device, online, various ways.
Yeah.
Whatever fits for you.
And you can go over to PowerPressPodcast.com. And if you've got topics you want to have us cover, Mackenzie, do you have an email for them?
I do. We still haven't gotten my email shortened, but it is my name, mackenzie.bennett@rawvoice.com. And you know what? I can just put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
My name is not always spelled the same way.
Yeah. I even jack it up sometimes when I spell it. So, yeah,
okay.
Not good. So yeah, put it in the show notes. But if you've got suggestions on what any things that you'd like us to cover too, let us know, and we'd be happy to do that. Specific PowerPress topics, but our goal here is over time, and as Mackenzie said, is we're gonna find the voice.
Okay, even if you would like to be on the podcast.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, because we're talking about podcasting, and we know a lot of you out there do podcasting, so you are welcome to invite yourself onto the podcast.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to bounce out of here. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for coming on, Todd.
And everyone else, happy podcasting.
Right. Thanks, guys.